Erickstarghill. Starkhill.
Oh my goodness.
Mr. Starkhill's date of birth is going to be 11/23/1974. His visit is going to be 3/18/2026. Start by saying that Mr. Starkhill was seen for face-to-face evaluation today, period. Patient's face-to-face will be shared with the hospice medical director, period. And patient's currently, I'm sorry, the date is 3/2/26, 3/2/26. Patient currently in the seventh benefit period, extending from 1/19/2026 to 3/19/2026. This is a 51-year-old gentleman who's currently in hospice with history of COPD. Patient is hypoxic on room air. He requires 2 liters of oxygen at all times, period. He has an extensive history of tobacco abuse in the past. In the past 4 weeks, he's lost more weight. His cachectic, his oral intake has been down 20 to 30%. His dyspneic at rest, his dyspneic at all times. He has the fatigue, which is much worse. His MAC has dropped down to 27 centimeter with a protein calorie malnutrition, period. Patient requiring his oxygen at all times, once again, and a duodenum nebulizer at least 4 to 6 times a day, period. His appetite is down because of his severe weakness and shortness of breath. He's ADL dependent and bowel and bladder incontinent, period. Patient's weight loss, cachexia, fatigue, shortness of breath, air hunger, increased need for oxygen, increased need for NEB treatments are all consistent with end-stage COPD. Given natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live and remains hospice appropriate. Thank you.